This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Good morning, everyone.
Good What's morning. Up? I'm your host, Taryn, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Adam has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In texting, I-L-Y means what?
I like you.
No.
I pass.
Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah are the children of Bruce Willis and what actress?
Demi Moore.
Yes. What Western state is known as the Centennial State?
California.
No.
Wyoming.
No.
Nevada.
No. Globally, what is the most widely consumed meat?
Pork.
Correct. Which iconic video game character is known for his green tunic and elf ears?
Link.
Yes. What is the name of the pigment that gives skin its color?
Pass.
What was the name of the heavier disc in the 90s game Pogs?
Thumper.
No.
Pass.
What is the smallest country in the world by land area?
Japan.
No. Adam,
you
got 3 correct. You were so close on the Pogs question.
I like the Pog question.
I don't know if Steve's going to know
He's not going to. I don't even think he knows what Pogs are.
That was after his time. He's an old man. Oh.
Oh, hey, Steve.
What?
Old man.
Let me sit down. My back hurts.
Are you ready?
All right.
In texting, I-L-Y means what?
I love you?
Yes. Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah are the children of Bruce Willis and what actress?
Demi Moore.
Correct. Which Western state is known as the Centennial State?
California?
No.
Washington?
No.
Colorado?
Yes. Globally, what is the most widely consumed meat?
Cow.
No.
Pork.
Yes. Which iconic video game character is known for his green tunic and elf ears?
Robin Hood?
No.
Wait, Link?
Yes. What is the name of the pigment that gives skin its color?
Pink.
No.
Pink mint.
No.
Colorer.
No.
I don't know.
What was the name of the heavier disc in the 90s game Pogs?
I don't know. A curler?
No.
A graphite?
No.
A stoner?
No. What is the smallest country in the world by land area?
I don't know. Egypt?
No.
France?
No.
Italy?
No. In volleyball, what is the term for a serve that is not returned?
Love?
No.
Awesome?
No.
Gunner.
No. Steve, you got 5 correct.
Oh, yeah, that was not good.
Which is a win.
Let's go.
5-3. Sorry, Adam.
That's okay. Good game, Steve.
Have a good one, Adam.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
That did not feel like a winning performance, but I will take it.
Well, the name of the pigment that gives skin its color is melanin.
Melanin.
The name of the heavier disc in Pogs.
Oh, come on.
Do you know it, Danny?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
The Slammer.
The Slammer.
Yeah.
You don't remember? You never played Pogs, did you?
No. No. I mean, I know of Pogs. I didn't know they had names to the things.
I still have my Pogs.
I thought they were
somewhere.
Just called Pogs.
Danny, do you know the term in volleyball where it's a serve that's not returned?
Yeah.
The Slammer.
The Slammer.
Ace.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I play volleyball.
Did you?
Not very well, apparently.
Well, I tried out for my high school team. Didn't make it, but...
Do you guys have men's volleyball at your high school?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't have that at ours. Only girls volleyball.
Well, it was an all-boys school, so they kind of just had to make it work, yeah. You know? I don't know. I mean, but I was like, you know what? I can make this. I'm tall. And then I got elbowed in the eye, and they, like, dude, it was so great. It was like a crime scene.
Oh, my God.
So during the tryouts, like the warm-ups, I got elbowed in the eye, and it, like, just hit that eyelid part. And blood everywhere. And it was terrible. My mom had to show up, all that kind of crap. And then it gave me, though, they said, hey, you could try out again. We'll bump you through and you could try out with the guys that made the team. And then I tried out with the guys that made the team. And it was very clear that the eye injury wasn't what kept me from making the team.
So what sports did you play?
I played lacrosse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good
and
for
hockey,
you.
But not for our high school. Yeah.
He's very athletic. We have a new feature on the Odyssey app. You can leave us a voice message at your leisure. And Migs, we have been getting some very interesting messages on there from time to time.
Yes, we got a good one that involves somebody who, well, I felt this one in my soul because they said that they are not able to cook very well. That's from a rockaholic. So definitely felt that rather recently, that them saying that they're a crappy cook. Also, somebody wanted to share the strange quirks of their pet based on a conversation that we had earlier, I think, last week.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Let's slide into those VMs after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. The Daily Mix Show.
We would be elated if you would leave us a voice message. You can head to the Odyssey app and do it.
And we've got a few good voice messages. One that I could actually hit me in my soul because this person, this rockaholic, is talking about how crappy of a cook they are, no matter how hard they try.
Get that George Foreman grill.
Get the George Foreman grill. Rest in peace, George. But before we get to that one, let's check out a couple other voice messages from the rockaholics. And again, you can leave a voice message at the Odyssey app.
What's up, Daily Mix Show? This is Steven. Are you guys going to do an afternoon baseball game this year? I want to see you guys. I want to see how crazy Taryn gets. Talk to you later.
Be careful what you wish for, buddy. Next thing you know, you're going to have to help walk her home to Stanwood.
Those daytime Mariners games, they'll get you.
We definitely are going to be doing some daytime Mariner games.
Yes. I mean, there's got to be one in April, right?
I mean, I'm sure if we look at the schedule, absolutely. And the funny part is, like, when we went to the food tasting thing at T-Mobile Park, we met a few people that are, like, kind of, like, you know, important in the world of the Mariners, you know, marketing team. And they were like, next time, let us know. We'll get in cahoots with you guys. And we'll make it something big. So hopefully we'll have some fun stuff to do with the Mariners this season.
Let's go, Ams.
That'll be a blast. I was pretty stoked about that. All right, let's talk cooking. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Whenever I cook, nothing ever comes out like I want it to. You know, I see something really good online on Pinterest and it looks really delicious, or I'll like try out one of my grandmother's old recipes.
See, I'm guilty of that when it comes to like the Instagram videos. I see those. I'm like, that looks easy. Ugh. About as easy as doing like a Bob Ross painting when you watch him paint. I'm like, it's not as easy as it looks.
Never.
And every single time I make it, I'm only ever disappointed. And, you know, maybe I have really high standards, but I feel like every single time I cook, I fail every single time.
Did you send her the recipe for African chicken or something?
You know, I've moved on since then. I've gotten better. I can make tamales now.
Wow.
Yeah, I make them every Christmas. Like, it's actually now requested by the family that I bring tamales to the Christmas dinner.
You have a specialty?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Oh, what is your specialty, Miss Know-It-All over here?
I don't really
You have a specialty? That's amazing.
I just do Swedish pancakes. Family recipe.
That's amazing.
That's so great.
Although I say, I know, dude, I failed so miserably the other night. I attempted to make, so we go to Pizza Twist in Puyallup, which is a freaking awesome pizza place. It's like pizza meets Indian food. They combine the two, or you can have them separate, like however you want it. Like, you can have a Indian, like, buttered chicken pizza, which we get the tofu version, or like the plant-based version, because they do plant-based versions as well.
I'd be down with that.
So they have chicken wings, which I don't know if they're great, but I'd imagine they are if everything else is good. But they also have plant-based chicken wings. And I'm like, I gotta try these. Like, what the hell are these things? And I have to say, both my wife and I are like, these are amazing. Like, they're not obviously they're not chicken wings, but you know, they're like a really tasty treat. We had like the lemon pepper seasoned dry rub on them, but you could do like buffalo sauce. I'm like, man, I want to make these. Oh, and I had a boy. Night by myself because my wife and Tatum were going to our neighbor's house for a going away party. I'm like, you know, I'm going to try and make them. So I go on YouTube because that's what all good chefs do is they go on YouTube and they get a tutorial. And I'm like, I can figure this out. It's something called soya chop.
Okay. So you're already really selling it.
Right. So I go on and I'm looking at the ingredients and I realize rather quickly I don't have the ingredients. I don't have soya beans, but I had garbanzo beans. I'm like, you know what? I'll try that. Oh, God. I didn't have the right type of flour that they suggested that you use, but I had the same flour that I used to make those tamales. So I was like, I'll try that. These were not good.
Did you try like one bite and you were like, or did you have more than one?
I had more than one, but I had to like douse it with like mustard or any kind of condiment just to make them taste good. Then Tatum came home. She wanted to try them. She thought they were delicious. So my wife's like, let me try it. And my wife takes one bite and goes, well, that's an interesting texture.
Oh, no. So nothing like the pizza twist.
No. No, not even close. Back to the drawing board. So I totally relate with that rockaholic because I'm no matter how hard I try, more often than not, I fail at cooking.
Well, definitely don't bring those in to share with the crew, okay?
I don't know. Maybe I'll do it on Friday.
Wow. Migs, you have stated before that you aren't a fixer-upper type of guy.
No.
Your honey-do list is more of a honey-don't list.
It's a honey, I'll try and get to it, or maybe we could find someone else to do it for us list.
But yesterday, you tried to tackle something on your own.
I did. I was inspired by my daughter, and also inspired by the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, what?
Did he fix it? We will find out.
It's the washing machine. Oh. Try to fix the washing machine.
We will find out at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, how long have you and your washing machine been in an unhealthy relationship?
It's been about a year. It's been on again, off again. Sometimes it cleans things real nice. Other times it just doesn't seem to work. The spin cycle sometimes will just not spin and it just turns off. And then we just have soaking wet clothes. I have to wring them. Then put them in the dryer. It's and my hands are usually like then like they get numb from it being so cold.
Jeez.
It's been a process. I've gone online and different things. I've tried to like kind of like do like quick little repairs that nothing is working. And then I finally come to find out that it looks like it's an issue with the springs inside of the washing machine.
How many springs are inside of a washing machine?
Four.
Okay.
So I watched this YouTube video like months ago.
Oh,
and
boy.
And it says, you know, just it's an easy fix and easy for somebody who maybe is like handy. So I order these springs on Amazon.com and then they end up sitting in my closet for several months. I'm like, I'll get to it. But I'm always worried that if I try and fix it and I fail miserably at it, now we need a brand new washing machine.
And those are spendy.
Yes. And I just don't feel like dropping that kind of coin. Like, I was like, it works good enough. I could wring out stuff like 90% of the time. Sometimes it does work just fine. But finally, I hit that breaking point. And I came home yesterday and Tatum's not feeling all the best. So she's kind of sitting around watching like YouTube shows. And I don't know why, but she's been on a kick. She loves to draw. And she wanted to learn how to draw the Eiffel Tower. I'm not sure why I wasn't home for that conversation, but I come home to her watching a YouTube tutorial on how to draw an Eiffel Tower. And then her lack of faith in me being a repair guy is what inspired me. I quickly interviewed her. And this is the moment where I realized I got to go upstairs and I'm fixing this freaking washing machine just to prove her wrong.
Did you learn how to make an Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
Where did you learn? On YouTube?
Yeah.
Do you know your dad learned how to fix a washing machine on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think I can fix it?
No.
No.
I agree.
No?
From a YouTube show?
Yeah, from a YouTube show. It showed me how to fix a washing machine.
Wow.
Yep. Sounds like my wife when I tell her something she doesn't give an F about.
Wow.
So fascinating.
Wow.
Can you help Daddy next time if I have to fix it?
Yeah.
All right.
So, spoiler, she didn't help Dad.
No, of course not.
How did Dad do?
Well, I'm glad I watched the YouTube tutorial because in the tutorial, it made it a point to say wear gloves when you do this because these springs are very gluey and very sticky. And so when I ordered the springs, I ordered these gloves to use, which both have been sitting in the closet since I ordered them. Put them on, felt like Mr. Fixer Upper. Sure as S, follow the YouTube tutorial to a T. Our washing machine is like brand new. It is so nice.
You did it?
Yeah, our clothes gets washed and now it's like they even spin. Oh. It's Dude, yesterday was like the greatest day in months when it comes to doing laundry. I'm like, this is so nice.
Give this man a standing ovation.
But that guy was absolutely right. The gloves were like, it felt like, I mean, if I just like touched something, I would just stick, my hand would stick.
So what kind of gloves were you wearing? These aren't like latex gloves.
They're like all purpose.
Yeah.
Like fixer upper guy gloves. I don't know. I found them on Amazon.
You could start a handyman business.
Well, let's not get crazy.
A handsyman business.
Yeah. I was just so happy that it actually worked out. I remember coming down and my wife's looking, expecting me to be like this effing this. And, you know, because she just knows me well enough. And she's like, wait, it works? I'm like, I think it does. And we did a couple loads last night.
Game changer.
I know. Until
congratulations.
It breaks again. Thank you.
You did good.
Have you ever used YouTube to fix anything?
All the time. I mean, we've used it to like do things under the hood of the car sometimes that we're not really super comfortable with or familiar with. I've used it to do hair tutorials to learn different hairstyles and things like that. And all sorts of beauty things. Yeah. You know, I do love a YouTube tutorial. It's a godsend.
I mean, from cooking to now repairing things, I feel like YouTube is just like, and for my daughter, honestly, like her first drawing of the Eiffel Tower wasn't the best. I didn't say anything. But of course, she made it a point to say, Dad, this is horrible. I'm like, well, you got to try again.
Oh.
You can't just give up after one try. And then second one was way better.
Dust your knees off and keep going.
Someone just texted, Migs, is your washer and dryer an LG or a Samsung? If so, get rid of them. It is a Samsung. And I learned rather quickly that was a bad purchase.
Oh, I can't remember what mine are. I need to go check. But we bought new ones this year after we did our remodel. And I don't like new digital stuff. I like the old school ones.
Well, now I got the crazy ones where you can wash and dry in the same machine.
Oh, God. I'm not ready for that.
If you got $2,000, it could be yours.
206-803-ROCK. What about you? What did you learn how to fix thanks to YouTube? 206-803-ROCK. What is that thing that you learned how to do? And it's all because of YouTube. We will take your calls after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
What did you learn how to fix thanks to YouTube? Who else is a graduate of YouTube University? Call now.
I am now.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to chat with Andy from Fife in just a second, who saved himself a trip to the auto mechanic, Steve Migs. But first, Kimberly from Renton, tell us about what your husband does with YouTube.
He goes on the Buy Nothing, Sell Nothing page. People are getting rid of their junk, and he'll find ice machines like from coffee stands that have gone bad. Buys one little part, fixes them, and we do a lot of fishing, so he hands them over to friends, so that now they have an ice machine. We've had three of them, and we still have one in the garage, one out in the patio. We also have riding lawnmowers. He'll go, buy a little part, fix them, and boom. Oh, now our friend has a riding lawnmower.
I need to be friends with you guys.
Right?
You keep fixing things and giving them to your friends. That's awesome.
A friend of ours had a 4Runner. Something was wrong. It kept lagging and they couldn't figure it out. He YouTubed it. Oh, it's a sensor switch. Here, go in here and do this. Here's the YouTube thing. They fixed it immediately. 4Runner works now.
That is very inspirational.
And I just love that idea of just like, let me just find something super cheap that's broken because it's someone's trash now. So
yeah.
Hey, I'll give you a couple bucks for that. Then you just buy a couple of parts that you probably from the YouTube tutorial and go on Amazon like I did. Next thing you know, you got a fully functioning ice machine.
Big savings. 206-803-ROCK. Andy from Fife, what did you learn how to do on YouTube?
Good morning, you marvelous morning folks.
What's up, Andy?
I learned how to change the timing belt and water pump on my Volvo V70 wagon.
How long did that take you?
About an hour and a half.
Now, were you nervous? Because someone texted in and talked about like their husband hung drywall. And one part that they brought up that I totally relate to, and I'm wondering if you do, Andy, as well. They said these YouTube tutorials, they make everything seem so simple, but they don't account for all the nerves and the fear of screwing up, which was me. I put it off for months. And then finally, like, you're just like, I got to jump into the pool. I don't care if it's cold or warm. Let's see what happens. Was it like that for you as well?
A little bit. I'm fairly mechanically minded, but one of the things that's nice is they point out all the special things you need to do. That really helps a bunch, like where to put the Allen wrench in to hold the timing tensioner back and, you know, where to set the cams up so they match
That's
up
awesome.
Together. That's awesome.
That is super awesome,
Andy. And I'll base it on length of video, too, because if it's like 10 minutes long, I'm like, I don't need the life story, man. If it's 3 minutes or less, that's the perfect tutorial for me.
Rockaholics, if you need a tutorial on how to beat Migs, it's always helpful to tune in for the cheat sheet on the men's room every afternoon at 5:40 because we give out three of the correct answers to the 7:50 game. And that can be very helpful when you're going up against a guy with a record of 90 wins, 40 losses, and 23 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This Thursday, the Men's Room World Tour number 2 on the year is happening just in time for Mariners opening day. The guys are going to be pre-funking the game from 2 until 6 live at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila on Occidental. If you want to join the guys before heading into T-Mobile Park, all the party info is up at KISW.com.